We want to talk something about Prem Seva, Bhakti and Prem. Unless one actually receives the mercy of a pure devotee, he will not get the privilege to do Seva to Radha and Krishna. Because a pure devotee has love for the Lord. Even in Vaikuntha, sometimes acharyas say you will not find any real prema, even though people are doing seva day and night, because they have some desire. The Vaishnavas in Vaikuntha, they want to look like the Lord. They want to have four hands, srupya mukti. What can you do with four hands? What Lord Chaitanya has come to give is unknown to the Vaishnavas, even in their dreams. In prema, or bhakti, pure bhakti and prema, one is free from all kapat. Kapat means cheating, or the desire for one's own happiness. But where will you find that person who does not want to be happy? We can't actually give up the idea of being happy, because it's the nature of the soul. There are two ways to get happiness. One way is to endeavor or try to make another person happy. And the second way is to independently try for happiness on one's own. So the actual purusharta is anand, or bliss, happiness. This is the real goal of human life. Krishna is blissful because he's always working for others' benefit, for the pleasure of others. Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha is sitting and accepting seva. But Sri Krishna creates the whole material world as a manifestation of his bliss, his anand, his love for devotees. Everything that Krishna does, he does because he wants to please and serve his devotees. This idea is practically unimaginable for most all of us. This idea is unknown even in Vaikuntha. Lakshmi Devi is so much attracted to Krishna, but she cannot get this type of bhav even by performing austerities. Why? We actually have to give up our personal conception that I actually am something. Lakshmi Devi could not attain the association of Krishna, even though she performed so many austerities in Bailvan or Bilvavan and Vrindavan. Because Lakshmi Devi cannot give up the conception that I am Lakshmi. And Krishna is just a coward boy. How can anyone love the Lord if they always feel themselves to be superior? Lakshmi Devi will criticize Govinda, Vrindavan Krishna, by saying, oh, he's not eating right. He's holding food in his left hand and eating from his left hand. He's not speaking Sanskrit. He's just a coward boy. He's not a Brahmin or a Kshatriya. There's no chance of love between unequals. If one wants to actually love Krishna, they must become a gopi. But no one wants to do this because they have to serve cows. Gopis serve cows. Lakshmi Devi couldn't think of it. So the actual devotees in Vrindavan, what is their mood? Their mood is that they have no conception of their personal happiness or distress. They don't think about getting their own happiness or their own misery. They don't feel. They're only engaged in giving pleasure to Krishna at every moment. In Vaikuntha, there's so much Aishwarya. The more Aishwarya, opulence, grandeur, respect, power and position, the more distance there becomes between people. There can't be true love in such an atmosphere. For example, if you are in your home and some big political person comes to visit you, then you'll feel tense. You won't feel relaxed, because he's a very powerful, influential politician and you're entertaining him briefly. But there's no real happiness in this Aishwarya. In Vaikuntha, no one can get near the Lord. There are seven gates surrounding Vaikuntha, seven gates surrounding you from the Lord. Cursing and counter-cursing can only occur in Vaikuntha, but not in Braj. So as we said, there's two ways to get pleasure. Pleasing oneself, which is individual pleasure, or trying to please another person. Serve out of love, trying to please another person. And Vaikuntha, the servitors of Lord Narayan, they serve the Lord, but they actually have a desire to find happiness for themselves. But the difference in Braj is that everyone's serving Krishna only solely to give happiness to Krishna. Love means two. You can't actually experience happiness alone or independently. It's actually impossible to be happy independently. In Braj, no one can have any happiness by themselves. Wherever there's Aishwarya, then there's a chance for envy. You want to be like that wealthy person. Aishwarya creates separation. Separation creates envy. Our seva will become perfect only by the blessings of devotees who have love for the Lord. The desire for sense gratification creates a contrary mentality. This is a very deep-rooted disease in the human being, selfishness, desire for happiness. The path of bhakti is not an individual path. It's different from other paths, yoga, gyan, karma. All these paths are actually forms of cheating or kapat, because even up to moksha, and the feeling of independence is maintained. As long as we maintain this independent spirit, we're actually a cheater, because no one is independent of the Lord. All these other paths, karma, gyan, yoga, they're against bhakti, because they think they can attain perfection by their own endeavor. Of course, in bhakti, there is also endeavor, which we call sadhana, sadhana bhakti. The difference is, in bhakti, the sadhaka only gets results by mercy and not by my independent endeavor. What is the cause of independence? The cause is pride. I'm different, I'm separate, I'm special, I'm distinct. If anyone attacks us, we will feel we must attack them in return. The six Goswamis are always telling us we should become humble. Because if we become humble and free from this independent spirit, then Bhagavan can trust us